Big Sloth.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Potato
Salad
Marma
Laid.
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 Laid. On this week's show, Carter and I decided we were going to go head-to-head in the hot dog eating contest, but not any hot dog eating contest. We're going to the 24th annual Howard County Patapsco Valley Hot Dog Eating Contest, where parents square off against their children, all in the name of glory. Carter, what do you think?
I think it's going to be a great time racing each other in a glorious battle.
Also, in our second half of the show, we're going to talk about popsicles, and we're going to make our own special flavors. Carter's got a couple ideas, don't you, bud?
Yep.
Awesome. All this and more on this week's episode of Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Kick it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Howard County Patapsco Valley Hot Dog Eating Contest. I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the mayor of every single town in the area for your attendance. Give yourselves a round of applause. Carter, I gotta be honest, I'm kind of nervous.
Why?
Well, I like hot dogs, but I don't know how many I can eat at one time.
At one time? It's not like you have to eat like one whole gulp.
Okay, yeah, but they're gonna try and make me eat like 10. How many do you think you can eat?
I could probably eat two.
Two?
Yeah, two.
I could probably eat 5, but if I eat more than you, I'm gonna get the prize.
Yeah, pretty much.
So why don't you try and eat 5?
Okay, I'll try my best.
All right, contestants. Now is the reveal of the great prize. The winner of this battle we'll get a $50 gift card to the Ground Round. Wait, that's not even a thing anymore. The Ground Round is totally still a thing. Kids pay what they weigh. No, that was a thing when I was a kid. Yes.
Are you a snake?
No. Why would you ask? You know that I'm a cyborg.
Then why did you just go...
I don't know. Got me. Well, the first battle up will be the Smith family. Ooh, we're up, Carter. I've heard this man can eat 1,000,000 hot dogs with his dad bod. Whoa, 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 whoa. 7. And you don't call me dad bod. You call me?
Sean.
Mr. Smith.
Or Sean.
Or S squared.
Yep, those are three pretty good names.
Or SMS.
Those are four pretty good names.
Or Captain Obvious.
Those are five pretty good names.
Sometimes people call me Mr. Gingerpants.
Those are six good names.
Okay, Mr. Gingerpants, it's time for you to step up to the plate. Here is a stack of hot dogs. How many do you think you can eat in just 1 minute? I don't know. Carter, there's at least 20 on this plate. What do you think?
I think there's like 10 or something.
You think I can do 10? There's 20 on this plate, so we're gonna, I can do 10. I'm gonna try for 10 in a minute. Okay, if you think that that is what you can do, I will offer that to you. On the count of three, we're gonna begin. Whoa. Carter.
Yeah?
Good luck, high five. Long distance. All right, man. Here we go. In three, two, one, go. Oh, okay. There's a glass of water. Everybody's singing. I'm going out. Oh, I don't like this hot dog at all. That hot dog is actually made of bison. It normally would taste delicious, but this is not a tasty hot dog. I got the first one down. Carter, hold up your hands. You count one. Count one. Do you have any horseradish? Horseradish is not something you put on a hot dog here in the Howard County Patapsco Valley Festival. Well, I'm going to be honest. I need some for the second one. No. Oh, what was that one? That was rattlesnake. Oh, my goodness.
What? What is with the gross things here?
Carter, put up two. I got two. Oh, God. Oh, my God. This is a terrible idea. Let me get some water. What kind of water is that? That water is from the river. Oh, my gosh. What is with...
Give him some real tap water. I mean, like, come on.
I heard that if I gave him tap water, he would complete the challenge too easily. Just like
he
with the...
He would not.
Just like with the jumping jacks. Anyway, continue. We're not pausing the clock. Keep it going, Mr. Smith SMS S squared. Ooh, okay, third hot dog. Oh, God, two bites.
Is that one at least good?
That one is ostrich meat. Oh, my.
Jeez, give him some real hot dogs.
This next one is a real hot dog.
Okay.
Okay, I'll eat this one. Number four. That one was made of Mickey Mouse Play-Doh. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
That's not a real hot dog.
Oh, but he ate it. Here comes number five down the hatch. Oh my gosh. This is delicious. Is this made of... That one's made of astronaut ice cream. We got it from the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum. Well... That one was tasty. Carter, here, try a little bit. That's astronaut ice cream. It's frozen ice cream.
I love it, but keep it going. Oh, you're okay. Not pausing the clock.
Oh, I got 25 seconds. Let me try. So this number, that was five. I got five more to win the contest, I'm thinking, because Carter's not eating 10. Let's eat this one here. This one here is a little gray. I'll give it a shot. This one's gritty.
Is that one delicious?
No, not at all. Let me finish it, though. That one was cicada.
Jeez, it's summer, but you don't have to give them cicada food.
Oh, gosh, Carter, I don't have much time left.
Yeah, go.
I'm gonna put
two
in my mouth, Oh.
Okay, that was gross.
One more. So I'm at nine. Those ones were P peanut butter, pistachio, amazing sauce, and then delivery guy sweat.
Ew, jeez. Oh.
Hey, he's the one that chose it. We didn't think anyone would pick the pink one.
What pink one? I didn't see any pink ones.
That's the delivery guy sweat one. He picked it. It was made of sock.
Jeez, he did not
say... 10! SMS S squared, Mr. Sean gets 10. Now it's Carter's turn. The winner of this duel will get a $50 gift card to the Ground Round. Kids pay what they weigh. Carter. Oh my gosh, my stomach. Oh my god, my stomach. All right, Carter. You have to get 11 to beat me. Can you beat me?
I'll try my best.
All right, Carter. Are you ready? Here's your plate of wink, wink, hot dogs.
They use us with, yeah.
Wait, what is that? Are those mini corn dogs?
Yeah.
Carter, that's not fair at all. I had to eat those 10 huge hot dogs and I'm not feeling well. And they gave you mini corn dogs?
Well, maybe they'll make the hot dogs inside the corn dogs not very easy to say delicious.
Well, go for it, dude. Get started. You only got to eat 11 of them. That's one. That's two. That's three. Four. Oh my gosh, he's flying. Excellent! Carter is flying with five. Here he goes. Six. Ooh. Seven. Oh, this boy is kicking butt. Eight. Nine. Listen, this isn't fair.
It is.
How's this fair? 9, 10, you're tied. One to win, Carter. Oh, he's eating it slowly. He's eating it very slowly. At the 30-second mark, Carter has eaten all 10 corn dogs. You win! You win! Ding, 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 ding type thing. Oh my god. Carter, congratulations. Carter, you are the winner of today's Smith Family Head-to-Head Hot Dog Eating Challenge. How does it feel?
Great, but also unfair because Dad had to eat unfair hot dogs.
My stomach. I ate real hot dogs. That's what a hot dog eating contest is.
Good thing I brought a water bottle. Here you go, Dad.
You didn't bring a water bottle.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You made that water bottle.
I did not.
You made it with love.
I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, but I do love you, and here you go.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, my stomach. Oh, thank you so much. Do you have any antacids for my tummy?
Antacids?
Yes, like Rolaids or Tums.
Okay.
Anything to make my tummy better? If you don't, you don't have to quit. He does not have a sponsorship with Tums or Rolaids. But you know, we do have a sponsorship with the company on the other side of this break.
How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio.
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.
And we're back.
Man, my stomach still hurts. But Carter, congrats on the gift card.
Do you want to go use the toilet?
No, I should be fine for a bit. I think I'm just going to keep this pail by my desk for a bit while we talk. So, basically, for those of you that didn't hear the end of
our time at the fair because we had to duck out of there quick because it was not feeling well. Nice guy gave Carter the ground round gift certificate, which was basically the silliest gift you can give because the ground round went out of business in the 90s. So basically it was like a non-gift. It was just Carter and I being silly, trying to win a prize.
Or just be a not worth it thing.
Yeah, it pretty much was not worth it, but
we did try our best to win the contest. Maybe we'll also win it next year. And maybe I'll save some of the other hot dogs for you after it.
I would have taken a corn dog, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even care if it was a full-size corn dog on a stick. I would have, oh, my stomach.
Okay, now I know you need to go to the bathroom.
No. Okay. No, it's just my tummy hurts. I ate too much food. I should have prepared better. We'll be okay. I'll be able to do the show.
Okay.
Ooh, not really feeling it, though. I gotta be honest with you. Tummy's hurting. Sounds like you had a good time there with the corn dogs, that little burp. Did you have any soda?
Soda?
I had so much soda after. I was trying to get some burps. You know, it just didn't feel right.
Why do you need some soda?
I was drinking for the gas. I was drinking it for the carbonation to get gas to get the burps up from all the hot dogs. And it just... Oh, well. Let's talk about something. So, anyway. Let's move on to the next segment. We were talking earlier about something we wanted to do because we're coming into summertime and we were saying, hey, we need to come up with something we can do for our summertime treat. And everyone knows that they have a favorite summertime treat that's not ice cream. And usually they are the popsicle, right, Carter?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone likes a good popsicle. And you can either name your favorite popsicle or create your own perfect popsicle. But if you had to name one that you would eat every day for dessert, what would it be first? Let's do that one. If you'd eat a special popsicle, ooh, my tummy, what would it be?
I think it would be...
I can tell you mine. Could do mine first because my tummy hurts. It'd be those push pops. The plastic push pops.
Oh, yeah.
Or otter pops, whatever they call them, depending on where you live. Otter pops, push pops, freeze pops. With a liquid in the plastic tube.
I love push pops. I really think of just, like, having one right now.
What's your flavor? What's your favorite flavor?
I gotta say orange.
Orange? You know what my flavor is?
What?
Purple.
Purple?
And then my number two flavor is blue. And my third flavor is red.
Red?
Mm-hmm. Those are all delicious flavors. So yours is orange. What's number two?
To be honest, I haven't tried any others.
Yeah. You've had, you when you were a little kid, you used to like really, well, you're still a little kid, but when you were really little, you used to really like red.
Oh.
You really liked red.
And red was my favorite color, so.
That's why.
Okay, I guess my favorite is red, and my second favorite is orange.
Second favorite's orange, yeah.
Because I still like the color red. Red is pretty much better than orange, because orange is kind of, if you add it too bright, it's kind of much of yellow.
Right. Understandable. You know what I like?
What?
I also like that they come in a bag, like a netted bag, like a yellow net bag. And sometimes they come in a box, but like you go to Walmart and you're like, you go to one of those boxes, like the ones that, you know how when you're at Walmart, they have the DVDs and they come in those boxes, the cheap DVDs. Do you know what I'm talking about? Over by the entertainment section, they'll have cheap DVDs like for $2. And they'll be in a box, a big box on the ground.
Oh, yeah. And okay. You know, cheap stuff kind of breaks easily.
Not necessarily. Sometimes it's good, there's just too much of it. I have friends that their movies are in those sometimes. I have a bunch of movies from those.
From where?
Walmart. Godzilla movies and stuff.
Oh yeah, Godzilla versus Kong. That's a good movie.
Yeah, we enjoyed that.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna have you do a review of that, but this is a kid's show.
Yeah.
And we're not really sure that would be appropriate.
Once a couple days later, once it's pretty much good for kids, I think we'll do a movie review on it.
Let's do a movie review in 2 weeks.
Okay.
When we come back after our break. That's what we're doing. After our 1 week off. So name another kind of popsicle that you like. You tell me one.
Fruit Pops, they are good.
Fruit Pops. So like the Fruit Pop, what kind of Fruit Pop?
I've always liked purple. Purple was amazing.
What do they look like, these Fruit Pops, so that I can get more of them?
Actually, to be honest, my favorite kind of pop is a Rocket Pop.
Yes, I was hoping you were going to say Rocket Pop.
Why?
Because Rocket Pops are my favorite pop. With the red top and the white middle and the blue bottom, they're the best.
I've had a mega Rocket Pop.
They're even bigger.
Yeah, I loved it. When the ice cream truck comes around, I think I'll get one. They're pretty great.
They're pretty great. You know what else is great? When the ice cream truck comes around, you know what I like to get? I get a SpongeBob. You know the SpongeBob ones are that interesting ice cream type texture? Or you can get a Ninja Turtle or a Spider-Man or whatever they are. They have gumball eyes.
Oh, yeah. I believe I had a Spider-Man one before.
Mm-hmm. You certainly have. You got that Longgate Park.
Yeah, I believe that was a very long time ago. I believe we didn't live in here.
We didn't live in this house, no. We lived at the old house. What else? I mean, and this isn't even ice cream. This is just popsicles. You know what else is a really good popsicle?
What?
Just plain popsicles. Just regular popsicles from Popsicle, the company. Get like an orange popsicle. Get like a red cherry popsicle. Get a purple grape popsicle. How's that sound?
Those aren't good.
I'm going to be honest with you. After I go to get shirts, I'm going to go buy some popsicles. I need a shirt for this wedding. I'm going to show up and get myself a popsicle. Maybe I'll get you a popsicle.
Okay.
If I can walk. My tummy. I'm still feeling the card. I'm going to be honest with you. Ooh. Let's take a... You know, maybe I do need to run to the other room. Let's take a quick Patreon break right here on Potato
Salad.
Oh my gosh, my tummy.
Mar. Wade.
Oh gosh.
Wade.
Oh.
Wade.
Hey everyone, it's Sean here from Potato Salad Marmalade. Wanted to reach out and talk to you a little bit about something Carter and I are super stoked to be doing, and that's Patreon. We actually have a Patreon page now after the request of several of our friends. And guess what? We're putting in some of the coolest, freshest, and neatest content that you'll ever see. Get behind-the-scenes content, exclusive PSM swag, be able to make fan requests, pledge general support, and even get Potato Patron shout-out. Head over to patreon.com/potatosaladmarmalade for more information. For as little as $5 a month, you can hook us up, help us buff out this studio with some sweet neon lights, and help Carter get his Ferrari. Again, that's patreon.com/potatosaladmarmalade. Hope to see you there. Thanks, guys.
So what did we learn this week, Carter?
I learned that it's not there. Very fair to have a hot dog contest and make the parent eat a bunch of gross hot dogs and the kid eat simple corn dogs.
I'm going to say that it's not fair to make the parent go first.
Yeah.
Kid should have gone first. That way I would have known what was happening, what was up.
And plus it would be even fairer if I also ate hot dogs.
I don't think you would have been able to eat 11. You know what I learned, Carter?
What?
I learned that I have a lot of nicknames that people didn't know until right now.
Yeah, you do.
What did you learn, Carter?
I learned that it's pretty much super glovable. That there's lots of popsicles out there that people love.
I learned that your favorite color is red once again, instead of blue. It was pretty cool.
And green.
And green. Changes all the time. When you were little, you used to say, when I'd ask you, hey, Carter, what's your favorite color today? You'd say, same. And then one day you'd go, blue, and you just change your mind. But you know what I know, Carter? We don't say goodnight. We say, ba 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 burrito.
Jalapeno.